Married at First Sight. Chapter 3343. The maid invited Bianca into the house. She walked a few steps quickly, walked to Audrey, who was sitting on the sofa, and said respectfully, "Madam, Miss Bianca is here. She said she was looking for Mr. Silver Fox." The Silver Fox turned around and waved to Bianca, "Cute baby, we're here." Audrey didn't know that Silver Fox had called the cute baby over. When Silver Fox was greeting the cute baby, Audrey looked over and saw a young girl, who should be a year or two younger than Elisa. She was dressed in simple clothes but had an outstanding temperament. She looked a little timid. When she walked over, she looked. She thought she was very confident. In short, the first impression of the cute baby on Audrey was that of a complex contradiction. Audrey didn't know whether Bianca was Silver Fox's granddaughter or apprentice, and she couldn't make random guesses, but whether Bianca was a granddaughter or apprentice, she couldn't be a timid and useless person. She might pretend to be a pig and eat the tiger. How could the people taught by these old seniors be timid and afraid of getting into trouble? Bianca came over. Silver Fox introduced everyone in the Stone family to her. The cute baby politely greeted Audrey and others. After she said hello, Ezekiel, Silver Fox, said to Audrey, "Audrey, this is one of my many disciples, called Bianca. He is 26 years old. This child is a little naive and looks a little timid because of everyone's favor." Audrey nodded and smiled at Bianca. Silver Fox didn't say his apprentice's name, so everyone could only call her a cute baby. Elisa always wanted to laugh when she heard the cute baby's name, but she couldn't. It would be too rude to laugh. Fortunately, the cute baby didn't have a baby face. If she had a baby face, hearing her name and looking at her face, others would really think of her as a cute baby, the kind of cute baby that looked like a child. Bianca said hello to the old miracle doctor and others again. Several elderly people looked at her with kindness. Just by looking at her, Audrey and others knew that the cute baby was very favored. Bianca said she was Silver Fox's apprentice, but in fact, she was also the apprentice of those old people. She studied a lot of things and learned everything. It's not just her, it's probably the same for everyone else. Who knows? A few old guys often get together and like to give pointers to the juniors. For other people's apprentices, the most outstanding thing was their own master's ability, but that is not the case for Bianca. She had learned the same skills from every family. Just looking at her ability, it was really hard to tell whose apprentice she was. Silver Fox always said that his apprentice belongs to everyone. "Where's the old man?" Bianca saw a few old guys there, but not the old man, who was the loyal uncle, in Audrey's words. Uncle Jimenez never said his name in front of the juniors. As a result, the juniors he watched grow up didn't know his name. Several old friends respected his decision, but he didn't want to say it, and they never said his name. Therefore, the younger generation all called Uncle Jimenez Old Man because he was the oldest of several elderly people. "Your old man is still resting. He hasn't slept well in the past few days. He came here early in the morning. He was exhausted, not in good health, and had great mood swings. He took the medicine given by your miracle doctor, and let him have a good rest. The silver fox answered Bianca's question. Bianca asked with concern, "Is the old man okay?" The silver fox, "It's nothing serious. He was just very excited." Bianca felt relieved. Chapter 3344. The butler came over and respectfully told Audrey that it was time to eat. Audrey asked everyone to eat first. Bianca deliberately slowed down her pace and followed her master, Ezekiel, Silver Fox. She even tugged at her master's sleeve. When the old man slowed down his pace, the master, an apprentice, fell behind. "Master, have you found the two female dolls that the old man was looking for?" Silver Fox said, "Your older brother, Nolan, didn't tell you? Those two female dolls are not female dolls now. 40 or 50 years have passed. One of the two female dolls back then is Miss Audrey Farrell in Wiltspoon now. She is the eldest daughter of the previous head of the Farrell family in Jensburg. The younger one, Miss Harlow Farrell, is the biological mother of Serenity and Liberty, the eldest mistress of the York family in Wiltspoon. However, Miss Harlow Farrell died in a car accident more than 10 years ago, leaving only the Serenity and Liberty." Bianca said, "Brother Nolan didn't tell me, so I kept asking around, but to no avail. It turns out it's Audrey. Therefore, Serenity and her sister can be regarded as descendants of the Farrell family. The position of head of the Farrell family was passed down from daughter to daughter. Strictly speaking, Serenity, Liberty, and Elisa can be called the successors of the Farrell family." Silver Fox said, "Strictly speaking, they are all candidates for succession. Audrey and others knew earlier than us. The current head of the Farrell family even came to visit Audrey, and the aunt and niece met." Bianca asked, "Don't Audrey remember that she is a young lady from the Farrell family?" She remembered her surname and that her family used to be in good condition, but she didn't remember the specific location of her home. She was only 8 years old at the time. She encountered great changes and escaped with her younger sister. She experienced too many dangers and frights, and she would forget many things." Bianca sighed. "I didn't expect that the people the old man was looking for would be Audrey, Serenity, and others." Silver Fox glanced at his apprentice and asked her, "Cute baby, is the company busy recently? You still have time to come to Wiltspoon." Bianca smiled and said, "Can't I take some time off while the company is busy? Wiltspoon is a big city, and there are many opportunities. I'll come over and take a look and see if I can do some business here." The silver fox stretched out his hand and poked the cute baby on the forehead. "You still slap me in front of the master, haha. You were trained by the master. As soon as your tail is raised, I know what you want to do." Bianca chuckled. "I can't hide anything from you." The silver fox said, "No wonder you've been so busy recently and didn't even know that your old man found the young master." "Bianca, master, I'm really busy with the company's affairs." Silver Fox made it clear that he didn't believe what Bianca said. After entering the dining hall, the master, Ezekiel or Silver Fox, an apprentice, Bianca, stopped talking in secret. Silver Fox just knew that Bianca was in Wiltspoon, so he sent a message to her asking her to come to the Stone family. Master and apprentice could meet each other. When children grow up, they will leave their parents' side. Similarly, when a disciple grows up, he also leaves the master's side. He has many disciples, and they fly all over the country and abroad. He, the Master, can only see all his disciples on his birthday every year. Normally, even during the new year, not all the disciples, those who were closer and who were not so busy at work, would fly over to spend the new year with their Master. Those who are far away and busy with work, like Bianca, were really busy with their daily work. They only got to see each other once a year on their birthdays, and they just talked on the phone occasionally. Silver Fox was very happy that all his apprentices were being trained to be talented. However, the juniors were flying around, and he felt lonely again. Thanks to a few old friends who lived close by, they often visited each other and got together to pass the boring time. Also, the next generation had Titus, who was the apprentice of the old genius doctor and was also regarded as his apprentice by them. Usually, they trained and taught Titus in various ways. Chapter 3345. After the meal, except for Mr. Jimenez, several elderly people said they were leaving. Audrey and her family enthusiastically persuaded them to stay. Audrey said, "Old Mrs. York will be here soon. She called me and asked me to leave a few seniors behind. She wants to have a meal with some seniors." The old miracle doctor said, "Big Brother hasn't woken up yet, so we left like this. If he wakes up, he will definitely blame us for keeping quiet. If he doesn't make a sound, he will be left behind. Otherwise, we can stay in Wiltspoon for 2 more days and go back tomorrow or the day after tomorrow." He also added, "I'm not in a hurry to go back and take care of my grandson. You guys don't have any grandsons yet. Why are you so anxious to go back? When you go back, will you stare at me, and I'll stare at you? How boring." Audrey answered, "Yes, since I'm here, please stay a few more days so that I can properly thank the seniors for taking care of my loyal uncle. Thanks to the seniors who have taken care of my loyal uncle in the past decades, only then will I have the opportunity to meet Uncle Jimenez again. They would not accept gold, silver, or jewelry as a reward because they were not short on money. Their apprentices were all the wealthiest from all walks of life. Their money could probably buy 2 stone groups. All Audrey could do was entertain them well and let them eat, drink, and have fun. Master, it's just that we, master and disciple, haven't seen each other for a long time. Now that we have met, Master is in a hurry to leave. I don't even have the chance to treat Master to a meal." Bianca also helped to retain the Master. She will stay at Wiltspoon for 2 days. Then go back in a few days. We have to meet old Mrs. York. If we don't let Big Brother know that we are back, he will be angry." Several people decided to stay in Wiltspoon for a few days. Silver Fox smiled and said to Audrey, "Audrey, I've been bothering you for the past few days." Audrey and others responded quickly, "Don't disturb, don't disturb, it's our business's honor. Old Mrs. York will come over later. If she invites you to live in Wildridge Manor, you have to agree and stay there. Let's repay a few seniors in our Stone family." Daryl also echoed Audrey's words. The old miracle doctor smiled and said, "We are old friends with old Mrs. York. We have met each other. If we meet again decades later, she will strongly invite us, and we will always go over and sit down. Now that I'm here, my apprentice also asked me to give Cameron a follow-up examination. Cameron was a patient of his apprentice, Dr. Carden. Since he was staying in Wiltspoon for a few days, let's give Cameron a follow-up visit. Audrey also knew that many people of the older generation knew old Mrs. York or had heard stories about each other. The old lady really wanted to invite them over to sit down, but she couldn't stop them, so she smiled and said, "A few of them, senior, you can stay at Wildridge Manor for 2 days and stay at our Stone family for the rest of the time, okay? Then we'll stay shamelessly." The eldest among them agreed to Audrey's request. After deciding to stay in Wiltspoon for a few days, Ezekiel, Silver Fox, poked the cute baby on the forehead and said to her, "Tell me, do you still have me as your master in your eyes? We haven't seen each other for a long time. I'm old. If you can't run, you can't run either. I don't know if you can go back and see us. What do you think you are busy with? You are so busy every day, and you haven't found a son-in-law for us to come back. The same goes for your brothers, sisters, and younger brothers. I will be so angry when I see all of you. The young one is single, and the middle-aged one is still single, which is really annoying." Bianca giggled, "Master, I think you will live a long life, so I don't dare to go back and piss you off. Master, we are busy making money. Once we make money, we will support our masters in their old age and make money. We have no time to think about personal issues." Chapter 3346. Ezekiel retorted, "We are short of money. Do we need you to support us in our old age? You are just making excuses. Your sister, Sarai, is married, and you're still single." Bianca still smiled. "Then I can support myself as a boss after I make money, right? I'm really busy with work. Besides, I can't find the right one. Even a very outstanding man may not be interested in me." As soon as she finished speaking, Ezekiel, Silver Fox, tugged at her sleeve and said, "Where is the money you earned? Where did you spend it? You can't even bear to wear better clothes. You dress so plainly for the master to see. Do you want master to rely on you for support?" Elisa smiled and said, "Bianca's clothes look simple, but they are branded. In fact, her clothes are not cheap." Bianca said, "That's right, Sister Elisa has good taste. My master and his friends don't know how to dress like girls. Who told them not to find me a master's wife?" Several elderly people pretended to hit the cute baby, Bianca. Bianca quickly covered her head and ran away, making everyone laugh. "We are already old, but these little BR**TS and girls often urge us to find a master's wife for them. As soon as we urge them to get married, they turn around and urge us to get a master's wife," Ezekiel said helplessly. But his words were full of doting. All five of them remained single for their entire lives, although they had experienced moments of affection when they were young. But in the end, no one could get married. Maybe they were destined to die alone. Later, they adopted many apprentices, who were trained to become bigwigs in various fields. The best one became their successor. Their lives were lively, and they were not lacking in love. Audrey and others couldn't help laughing. Those who urge others to get married were urged to get married instead. "Go out and have fun. Don't get in my way. I should have asked you to come here earlier. Ezekiel scolded Bianca. Elisa stood up at the right time and said with a smile, "I'll take Bianca out for a walk. She just ate, so she can walk to help digest the food." Ezekiel said, "Then you have to prepare more food. When she comes back from her walk, she will digest the food and be hungry again. You should raise her like a pig." "No, it's worse than raising a pig. A pig can eat so much and still grow fat, so you can sell it for a good price. She eats so much, not only does she not gain weight, but she can't be sold. You say, have you set your sights on that outstanding man? Tell me, and I will bring a group of people to help you snatch the man away and force him to marry Bianca. How do you think? A forced melon won't be sweet. I don't want it." Bianca quickly refused to let Ezekiel interfere in her private affairs. "When I can get married one day, I will definitely tell you, Master." "Master, don't worry, I will never be single. Master, please urge my brothers and sisters." It was true that none of her senior brothers and sisters were married, but they were not much older than her. The problem was that many of them were orphans, unlike her, who had a warm and happy family. Even if the master doesn't urge her, her family will. They won't let her be an old aunt all her life. Chapter 3347. None of them can find a wife, and they are unable to marry. This gives the master the impression that we are a complete failure. Among the disciples we have instructed, men are unable to marry, and women are unable to conceive. It's so embarrassing to tell them. Several elderly people nodded sympathetically. Bianca quickly stepped forward and took Elisa's arm, saying, "Sister Elisa, let's get out quickly. I dread the thought of them pressuring me to marry. I'm only 26 years old, not 36 or 46. Do I need to urge them? They are older than me. When we encourage them to marry, why don't they?" Elisa smiled and walked out of the house with her, smiling as she walked. "Just get used to it." The two girls went out. Several elderly people also said they wanted to go out for a walk, and they did not need Audrey and Daryl to accompany them. Audrey had no choice but to arrange for Clive and Remy to accompany them. Remy is the fifth young master of the Johnson family. Since the Johnson family and the old miracle doctor were in-laws, Remy could carry on the conversation even if he was present. At the same time, Wiltspoon Hotel. After Evan had eaten and drank enough, he leaned on his chair and called Zachary. When Zachary answered the phone, Evan asked, "Brother, why didn't you come over for dinner today? I had waited for you and sister-in-law at our hotel." Zachary said, "Your sister-in-law and I returned to the villa. We just finished having dinner with Grandma and are preparing to return to the city. Do you have anything to do with me?" he replied, asking Evan again. "I would like to ask you to help me contact Mr. Julian. I'd like to ask him to do me a favor, or I can just tell Brother Josh." Zachary replied, "You can tell Josh that Julian will not come back until 2 years from now. For the time being, Josh will take care of the Buchaim family's affairs. You can tell Josh the same thing. Julian's family of three was still over there in Jansburg. He said he was coming back soon, but he wasn't back yet. Julian and Kira were in love. He had tasted love for the first time, and he could only taste it once in his life. How could he be willing to separate from Kira so soon? It was almost time for winter vacation again. The Karen family owned a martial arts gym. During the winter vacation, many parents would send their children to learn martial arts. The Karen family martial arts gym would be very busy. Kira worked in her own martial arts gym, so naturally she couldn't leave. I'm afraid Brother Josh won't favor me. Evan was worried. Brother Josh has the best relationship with his eldest brother. He also has a good relationship with my second and third brothers. Among us, Brother Josh doesn't take us seriously. The difference in age was only a few years, so Josh won't take them to play. He just liked to play with his brothers. Okay, what do you want Josh to do for you? Check that girl. I heard Grandma say that you took other people's things and returned them after taking theirs. The dignified fourth young master of the York family does not engage in petty theft. Evan laughed but did not say that he wanted to return the things to Fox. He simply stated, "She came to Wiltspoon and went to my company. I wanted to treat her to dinner, but she ran very fast, and I didn't keep her. Since she has arrived at Wiltspoon, she must not have left yet, but I don't know where she is. Because Wiltspoon is so big, it's really hard for me to find her, so I can only ask Brother Josh for help." Zachary said, "Josh really doesn't care about this kind of thing. Can't you find her by yourself?" Evan said helplessly, "I sent people to investigate her and follow her, but she got rid of them all. She warned me not to follow her in the future. Brother, she kicks people very hard. She kicked me just now, and I fell to the ground." Zachary didn't sympathize with him at all. Instead, he gloated and said, "You deserve it. If you don't allow Abby, whom your grandmother chose for you, to insist on that unknown girl, you deserve to be kicked. You took someone's things and refused to give them back. You probably wanted to use this to entice her to come to you. You can't imagine such a rogue approach. Outside, you have to pretend that you don't know me. I'm afraid that others will know that you are my brother, and I will be embarrassed." "Evan, brother," Zachary said, "she doesn't want to see you, and there's no point in finding her. You'd better just wait for her to come to you. When you take other people's things and give them back to them, the more rogue you are, the less they will like you. Be honest and upright, a man, upright and above board. Don't deceive me. I made the mistake of cheating. Your sister-in-law almost divorced me. You didn't learn from my mistakes." Zachary didn't want to assist Evan, and he allowed him to pursue his wife through a lengthy journey. Who told Evan that he had to take the narrow road instead of the bright road? Could it be that the person Grandma chose was wrong for him? Grandma had hinted at him several times, but he was stupid and didn't hear it. She repeatedly asked him several times if he would regret it, and if he chased his wife to the crematorium in the future, he could not go home and ask his grandma for help. He didn't hear it, who could blame him? Zachary didn't wake up his cousin. Abby and Fox were 90% the same person. Only Grandma would say that. In the future, Evan would chase his wife to the crematorium. "Evan, brother, can you ask my sister-in-law to listen to the phone?" Zachary refused to help him, so Evan had no choice but to find Serenity. As soon as Serenity opened her mouth, the sky fell, and Zachary had to help her hold on. Zachary chuckled twice and reminded Evan, "Abby has just become your sister-in-law's new friend. They hit it off instantly. Do you believe that your sister-in-law will assist you? Jasmine has also made friends with Abby. If you become friends with Abby, she is likely to make negative comments about you in front of Josh." Hehe. Zachary didn't say any more. Let Evan promote his own taste and appreciate it carefully. Giving up Abby was Evan's loss. What was most scary was that Evan went round and round and found that he would eventually marry Abby. Grandma never failed to play chess or set up a game. After Evan choked, he said, "Okay, I won't ask Brother Josh for help. I'll go find out on my own. I don't know her name or where she lives, so it's really hard to find out. Brother, I am currently experiencing the most intense phase of my crush, and I am feeling extremely powerless. He didn't understand love when he was young, but he missed it as soon as he understood love. He himself felt that his love journey would not be smooth. His dream had told him so. In the dream, he and Fox had been intertwined for an extended period. Anyway, as long as he dreamed about her, they were always entangled. Nowadays, it is really entangled. But it was him who was pestering, but it still didn't have much effect, and the pestering was damaging to his reputation as the fourth young master. But it was the only method he could use." Zachary stated, "You have chosen this road yourself if you don't follow the broad path that Grandma paved for you. No matter how difficult it is, you have to do it yourself. Grandma asked you if you regretted it, and you said you didn't regret it." Chapter 3348. Evan, Brother. Zachary said, "She doesn't want to see you, and there's no point in finding her. You'd better just wait for her to come to you. When you take other people's things and give them back to them, the more rogue you are, the less they will like you. Be honest and upright, a man, upright and above board. Don't deceive me. I made the mistake of cheating. Your sister-in-law almost divorced me. You didn't learn from my mistakes." Zachary didn't want to assist Evan, and he allowed him to pursue his wife through a lengthy journey. Who told Evan that he had to take the narrow road instead of the bright road? Could it be that the person Grandma chose was wrong for him? Grandma had hinted at him several times, but he was stupid and didn't hear it. She repeatedly asked him several times if he would regret it, and if he chased his wife to the crematorium in the future, he could not go home and ask his grandma for help. He didn't hear it, who could blame him? Zachary didn't wake up his cousin. Abby and Fox were 90% the same person. Only Grandma would say that. In the future, Evan would chase his wife to the crematorium. "Evan, Brother, can you ask my sister-in-law to listen to the phone?" Zachary refused to help him, so Evan had no choice but to find Serenity. As soon as Serenity opened her mouth, the sky fell, and Zachary had to help her hold on. Zachary chuckled twice and reminded Evan, "Abby has just become your sister-in-law's new friend. They hit it off instantly. Do you believe that your sister-in-law will assist you? Jasmine has also made friends with Abby. If you become friends with Abby, she is likely to make negative comments about you in front of Josh." Hehe. Zachary didn't say any more. Let Evan promote his own taste and appreciate it carefully. Giving up Abby was Evan's loss. What was most scary was that Evan went round and round and found that he would eventually marry Abby. Grandma never failed to play chess or set up a game. After Evan choked, he said, "Okay, I won't ask Brother Josh for help. I'll go find out on my own. I don't know her name or where she lives, so it's really hard to find out. Brother, I am currently experiencing the most intense phase of my crush, and I am feeling extremely powerless. He didn't understand love when he was young, but he missed it as soon as he understood love. He himself felt that his love journey would not be smooth. His dream had told him so. In the dream, he and Fox had been intertwined for an extended period. Anyway, as long as he dreamed about her, they were always entangled. Nowadays, it is really entangled. But it was him who was pestering, but it still didn't have much effect, and the pestering was damaging to his reputation as the fourth young master. But it was the only method he could use." Zachary stated, "You have chosen this road yourself if you don't follow the broad path that Grandma paved for you. No matter how difficult it is, you have to do it yourself. Grandma asked you if you regretted it, and you said you didn't regret it." Chapter 3349. Evan immediately sat upright and said, "I don't regret it. Brother, nothing's wrong. I'll figure it out myself." Evan recalled his refusal to follow his grandmother's instructions. He was afraid his brothers would laugh at him and his grandma would say something about him. He decided not to ask Zachary for help, but to find a way to go on by himself. "When you find the girl, return the items to her. If you do this, you will only ruin other people's good impressions of you. If you move her with sincerity, you will have a future and be happy." Zachary imparted his knowledge to Evan, drawing from his own experiences. Evan responded, "Brother, I understand. Next time she comes to see me, I will return her belongings to her." "Brother, are you going back to the city now?" "I heard the sound of a car." Zachary, "Well, on the way back to the city." Evan, "Then I won't disturb you. I will also go back to the company to rest. I have two meetings in the afternoon." Zachary, "Pay attention to rest, good health is the most important thing." Evan, "Brother, I can do it." After the brothers ended their conversation, Serenity asked her husband, "What happened to Evan? The girl he liked came to Wiltspoon, went to look for him, and then left. He didn't catch up with her. He wanted to know her whereabouts, but he didn't have the ability to find her, so he wanted Julian to help. Additionally, Josh's laziness prevents him from showing any concern. He thinks Julian runs a marriage agency and specializes in helping them find wives. When he and Serenity had conflicts in their relationship, they never used Julian's connections. They would only go to Julian for help in business matters or other difficult situations. Asking Julian for help with something as trivial as a girl's whereabouts was like killing a chicken with a knife. Julian took the initiative to use his connections to find the girl's whereabouts, but he only found Kira, who was his destined girl. Josh doesn't want to waste his connections to help him find someone. "Didn't you and Jasmine become friends with Abby?" "Evan doesn't want Abby." "You two hold different views about Evan. Josh loves his wife, and he won't do this thing that makes her unhappy." Serenity said, "I don't have any objections to Evan. There is no way to force feelings. I can only assert that Evan and Abby have a divine destiny to be together. However, Evan chose that unknown girl. If he wants to know her whereabouts, let him find them on his own. That is his own choice, not something we asked him to do. Outsiders can help with emotional matters, however, he has to rely on himself. Even if she suspected that Abby was the unknown girl that Evan fell in love with, without evidence, Serenity would not regard the two as the same person for the time being. What if they didn't? Even if they were determined to watch a show, she wouldn't say anything. Grandma and Zachary didn't say anything. Just let him find out for himself. The old lady took over. She asked, I have so many grandchildren, as long as they are the wives I choose for them, which one will not pursue their wives step by step? Are they unhappy? Saren, you and Zach are the famously happiest couple. Chapter 3350. Don't Callum and Cameron have a bad relationship? Are Kevin and Hayden not doing well together? Let's not forget about Tatum. I went to great lengths to select Elora for him, and he doesn't seem to mind her proximity. He doesn't care that she is far away, even though the new year is about to come and he is thousands of miles away. He still wants to run over to chase his wife. It's just that Evan is disobedient. He likes to take detours, so let him take 18 detours until he begins to doubt his life, haha. What the old lady said later was obviously gloating about someone else's misfortune. If Evan doesn't listen to the old lady's words, he will suffer a lot. So many grandchildren were obedient, and occasionally one was disobedient. Haha, it was quite interesting. Zachary and Serenity looked at each other. Zachary quietly held his wife's hand. In his heart, he was glad that he finally compromised and followed his grandma's arrangement to marry Serenity. Otherwise, he was unaware of the punishment his grandmother had inflicted upon him, forcing him to pursue his wife through the crematorium. Grandma. Taking advantage of the fact that except for the driver, there were only three people in the car, Grandma and grandson, Serenity asked as if seeking confirmation, is the girl that Evan likes the same as the Abby that Grandma chose? The old lady smiled and said, you two have guessed what you are asking, but don't tell anyone. Even Evan is a bit stupid. I repeatedly told him not to regret it in the future and not to ask us for help when chasing his wife at the crematorium, but he didn't even hear it. He deserves to take a detour. Serenity smiled and said, that's right, I didn't even think of it. Zachary was the one who thought about it. Once he analyzed it with me, I thought it made sense. Zach is still smart and understands me best. The old lady praised Zachary. Serenity said, however, how could Abby be the girl that Evan likes? According to Evan's description, they have distinct personalities. The girl that Evan likes appears to have a flamboyant temper and is very skilled. Abby is a complete woman. Even her temperament is straightforward, devoid of any hint of arrogance. The old lady smiled and said, Saren, do you think I went to all these places to find wives for them, and I just found them randomly? Not only is it a suitable match for their character, but it also has the potential to elevate our York family's connections, status, and power to new heights. Of course, being a blacksmith requires strength, and we must first train our children well. Having numerous powerful relatives can be detrimental if you lack the necessary skills. They can take everything you have with them. Only when you have the ability can you protect everything in your family. There are pros and cons to marriages between wealthy families. The good side is that it can bring benefits to both parties. If they form an alliance to do business, they will be more powerful. The bad side is that if one party is weak and unable to hold on to ancestral property, it is often the people around you who are the quickest to take action and divide it. Businessmen attach great importance to profits, this is unchanging. Your grandparents, fortunately, trained all of your brothers. Even Rowan is still young, but with eight of you outstanding brothers, Rowan can't be any worse, no matter how bad you are. If he really has no ability in the future, if you eight brothers can each help him. I may not have the energy to educate the next generation. I can probably educate the one in Saren's belly for a few more years. But for the next ones, I won't have the energy or the longevity to educate them. Zach, Saren, you are the eldest brother and sister-in-law. The next generation and the next generation after that, you and your wife should be well trained. Also, men in our York family mainly marry virtuous wives. Don't destroy this point. A virtuous wife is prosperous for three generations. Zachary and Serenity both had serious expressions. Zachary said seriously, "Grandma, we know."